Welcome to Short Varim Parshas Nasai. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. There's a perplexing concept or idea in this week's Parsha that's so applicable to the situation that we find ourselves in right here and right now. We know that a Nazir is usually an individual who feels that his Yetzer Hara is getting the better of him. He feels that somehow he's falling spiritually. Ruchnistic-wise, he is dropping. So to curb his enthusiasm, he accepts upon himself an additional situation of Isser, of prohibition, more than his 613 mitzvos, to keep himself in check. Ask Rav Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chachma, that at the conclusion of the Nazir, he goes through a whole ceremony where he brings karbanos, he cuts his hair, and it says, V'achar kach, and afterwards, Yishta ha-Nazir yayin. The Nazir drinks wine. Ask Rav Meir Simcha, why is he called a Nazir? His period of Naziris, of upgraded stringency, of upgraded restraint, is over. It's gone. So why is he still called a Nazir? Rabbi Meir Simcha says so profoundly yet so simply that in any situation in our life where we were inspired to become better, where we accepted upon ourselves to upgrade our lives, even when the situation is over, that his iris, that inspiration has to last. It has to endure. If not, it comes out that it wasn't real inspiration. It came and it faded. Says the Torah of Achar Yishta HaNazir Yayin, afterwards the Nazir drinks wine. That means to say he's still called a Nazir, at least in theory. He's kept his level, his upgraded level of ruchnius, of spirituality, his upgraded level of self-control. And I'm thinking to myself, as the world reopens, wherever you are, in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, even in the United States, we forget what it was like 2-3 months ago when we literally feared for our lives, when we felt Hashem with every breath that we took. It can't be that way. V'yachar yishta ha-nazir yayin. Even after the situation is over, we have to figure out a way to hold on to that inspiration, to keep our connection to Hashem, to appreciate the daily things, the daily breaths of life that we take, to appreciate going out and seeing people, because if not, the entire situation that we went through is a waste because we didn't keep the inspiration. So let's be mechazik ourselves, let's inspire ourselves to somehow figure out a way to keep the inspiration, and mitzvah Hashem, the situation that we just went through won't be a naught, it won't be in vain, on the contrary, it will be a situation that'll elevate us, that'll inspire us, that'll bring us closer to Hashem, and bring us a greater appreciation of the wonderful life that we live. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos.